Welcome back to Texans Huddle in NRG Stadium, as promised, with the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, it's been an interesting week since that game. You know, the loss, I guess, it just doesn't seem like it was as devastating. It seemed like it just was put behind us and moved on.
I think you have to look at it that way, Patty. You got to move on so fast to New England. Can't afford to dwell in the past. I think the other thing is this. After four consecutive wins, you lose a game. This is what the good teams do. You know, they don't win every game, but they go on winning streaks, and you might take a loss. But you got to get right back on the horse and play well against your next opponent. Unfortunately, the greatest quarterback of all time happens to be coming into NRG Stadium, so you have to deal with that.
Well, we will talk about that in just a minute, but let's quickly wrap that one up from your perspective. Mm. Give me the worst and the best.
Well, I think that the good stuff was you ran the ball well. They ran for over 100 yards again as a team. That's four consecutive games. That's good stuff when you look at the general product here, Patty. I like what I'm seeing there with the offensive line. Even though Brandon Brooks didn't play, Ode Abushi filled in well. And you had the stable of running backs performing well, including Chris Polk. Bad stuff, stopping the run, particularly in the first half. LeSean McCoy getting around the edge, getting big chunk plays on the ground. Look, I know that Tyrod Taylor made some throws, but what did we talk about last week? Got to stop that running game. Taylor only threw it 21 times. If you slow down the running game more, he's not going to be as effective as he was. And you were in a close game. You lost. You got to move on quick, like we said.
All right. There's some offense. There's some defense. What about special teams?
I think special teams, you know, you saw some decent things, but you also saw a little shakiness. You know, the penalty flags coming back a bit. They were out for a while, out of vogue for a while, if you will. But the yellow hanky back in, and that's a problem. They got to take care of that. But it's up to guys like Charles James, passionate, good professionals, to make things right. And I know you had a chance to catch up with them.
You know, you and I talked when you did come back that very week, but what did it mean to you to get that call from Rick Smith to come back here to the team?
I think, you know, the big thing, it brought a smile back to my face. Also shows how the business works, how crazy it is, and, you know, how you don't want to burn any bridges. You know, for me, it was a thing that when I first left and I got cut, you know, a lot of people expected me to be this way and that way, and I'm not, you know, I'm one of those people that's, it is what it is, you know. I'm not afraid to move on with life. So you just go for it and, you know, hopefully things will work out. But to get a call back, it just showed that, you know, hey, you know, I guess I'm here to play.
Well, and you got back, and of course that was the week of the Miami game, which didn't obviously go as planned. But since then, this team really has turned a corner. And aside from the play on the field, which we'll talk about in a minute, you know, I've talked to other players and other people in this organization, and not that everybody's, you know, pointing to Charles James or anything, but there was something about a dynamic that seems to have changed in the locker room a little bit with your return. I don't know if it's a looseness or whatever, but multiple people have kind of suggested it. Your thoughts on that, and what does that mean to you to feel like maybe you are a part of loosening things up and maybe helping with that transition?
I would say for me, first off, it means a lot. Just that people would, you know, say that I'm, you know, helping doing something that's just positive, because I think we have a great thing going. I know we didn't get the victory that we wanted last week, but, you know, just to be a part of something special. And for me, I just, you know, the way I go out and I play, you know, I play hard, I play passionate, but I love the game. And I just, you know, I don't call this work, because this is my dream job. So it's something I love to do. So it's work, but for me it's not. Like, I'm just really just going out having a great time. And I want them to feel the same way. Like, be loose, man. Play ball, man. It's okay to joke around. You know what I mean? Like, we're humans. You know what I mean? You don't have to go in there and be something that you're not. But at the same time, make sure you enjoy what you're doing. So I just try to bring that focus to the locker room and bring a work ethic, you know, and not be denied. I would say my frame.
You have a very close-knit group there in the secondary, some veterans, some great leadership, whether it's JJ, whether it's Kareem. How have you felt you fit in with them, and what have they been able to help you with?
I just really just try to learn certain things, try to be a sponge to certain things, especially the guys like JJ and Kareem, you know, two good veteran guys who've been around the business and who've actually played up under this organization for a good bit now. You know, I've learned more than ever from JJ about patience. You know, he's one of the most patient and smart players that I've ever been around. And, you know, when you see him watch him perform, you know, as he's getting older, you know, he ran 4.3 coming out. But, you know, you may not get to see that now, but what you can see is him using his mind. And, you know, he's able to break on certain routes and break on certain things. So what I do is get, you know, close by him and, you know, in meetings and on the field. And, you know, just like when we played against Cincinnati, you know, I happened to be out there filling in for Jack. And, you know, to be out there playing with him, you know, it was just, you know, he knew a lot of the stuff that was coming, and it was able to help me play well. So I think him being that, and I think Kareem being as athletic as he is, like, he's able to play multiple positions, whether it's safety, whether it's corner, whether it's nickel. And, you know, it, for me, that helps me because it's like, you know, I need to learn more than just one thing. So it kind of helped me find my niche in that point.
You talk about smart players this week against the New England Patriots, obviously going up against one of the smartest, one of the best to ever play the game in Tom Brady. Just talk about the challenges that he and this offense pose for you guys on defense.
So Brady is going down as, like, if not the best quarterback of all time. He's one of my favorites next to Peyton, of course. But Brady is one of those guys where you cannot give him the same look. The guy will read you like a book, and he will dissect it. And I think for us, we just have to do a good job as a unit, stay together, play together, and do not get frustrated, because he's going to complete some passes. He get paid the big bucks for that reason. He's won plenty of Super Bowls, you know, more than one. That's plenty to me, you know, because some people don't even reach that dance, not one time in their career. So I think for us, we just have to stay together as a unit, continue to play together. Play together, not get frustrated, be smart with what we do, and by all means, you know, just do not give that guy the same look.
Well, I couldn't be happier that guy is back on the team.
Yeah.
Boy, the utmost respect for Tom Brady and the Patriots, and that brings us right into what we have to talk about.
Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Darn it. Well, look, they are phenomenal. They've been here a few times, and the Texans play them close at home. I want to point that out, Patty. 0-3, game goes into overtime. 0-9, Texans win it. Even in 13, in the 2-14 disastrous season, Texans led twice in the second half. In this building, they've played the Patriots toe-to-toe. They got to do it again and come out on top.
Well, it's been kind of interesting all week long as we've been listening to the player press conferences, Bill O'Brien's weekly press conference. There's very little talk about the actual matchup on the field itself.
Yeah.
So much is about the history, the Belichick, the O'Brien.
I mean, you know why?
Well,
it's game plan offense, game plan defense, and both teams do it. Something's got to give. You know, how do you game plan for a team that game plans for every other team? So schematically, it's kind of one of those vortexes, you know? It's hard to figure out how they're going to handle it.
I'm just trying to figure out what you just said.
The one constant here is Brady, though.
I mean, that's it. Because it doesn't matter if the Patriots can't run the ball. Doesn't matter. They've won a game where they handed off only five times this year because they knew they couldn't run it, and they just let Tom Brady dink and dunk and then hit big plays as well. He's the greatest of all time, in my opinion. He's been to six Super Bowls. You have to find a way to get pressure on him and let that NRG Stadium crowd on Battle Red night get after him verbally.
That's why I am wearing this Battle Red shirt as well. But, you know, it's going to be a very cerebral game, as you said, but Why does it have to be this week that we have the Patriots coming in after getting beat twice?
I'll tell you what, though. This game, if this game doesn't get your attention, nothing will. Everybody's going to be razor sharp for this one. Now, the other side of it is the Patriots have lost two straight. They'll be mad. That is a factor, apparently, according to former players, the mad factor. The other thing is the Patriots get everybody's best game every week. Who doesn't gear up to play the Patriots? So they're used to that sort of thing. And you just have to hope that they're nicked up. They've got some injured players, no doubt about it, but number 12 will be out here. And you have to get the defense playing to the level it was last time they were here when they held Drew Brees without a touchdown for the first time since forever.
All right, we've got to take a timeout here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk a little fantasy as well as make a trip to the zoo. Stay with us.